This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Bruchim Abayim. Thanks. Good to see everybody back. Good to be back with everybody. We're finishing up Daf Yud Gimel. We're up to Simen Ches. And we're up to Seif Daled. In Siv Gimel, we learned about by a talis katan, even though there's no ituf, you're yoytze the chiyuv of tzitzis. Now, the Mishnah Berurah said earlier that nowhere in the Torah is there any remez to the idea of atifa. Nevertheless, we do try to practice atifa, but on a talis katan, you're yoytze the chiyuv of tzitzis, even without atifa. It is correct, the Mechaber said, to be Mesatev. The Mishnah Berurah said that those who are noyig not to make a bracha at all on the Talis Katan, then there is no reason lehesatev by, which implied that the only reason to do ituf would be for the bracha. Okay, let's see Siv Dalet. Machzer shtei tzitzios lefanu v'shtayim la'acharav kedei shehei mesoivoy v'mitzvos. Position two tzitzis before you, two behind you, so that you should be surrounded with mitzvahs. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tes Tzitzios, Noagu lasis atara mechatichas meshi l'simin sha'oysan tzitzis shalafanav yula oylam lafanav. The minhag is to make a atara from a piece of silk as a simin that the tzitzis that are in front of you should always be in front of you. Like Chazal say, K'may Shamru Chazal, Keresh shazocha bat safayin haya l'oylam bat safayin. The plank in the Mishkan that was in the north always remained in the north. Uvekisei Arizal kasav shaloi ha'arizal makbid al zeh. In the writings of the Ari, it's written that Ari was not makbid on this. Now, the Dirshu brings down that the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Yud, Siv Katan Lamed Gimel, don't say the reason to make an atar in the talis is because the ikar of the talis is l'ksus haroish, because the ikar beged is that a beged that is made to cover the head is pater from tzitzis. It's only the reason for an atara is only that you always remember to position the tzitzis that are in front of you should always remain in front of you. Should a person have a atara of silver and gold? Can a person have an atara of silver and gold? Is it permitted to? The Aruch HaShulchan says you should not, because it looks like you're making the ikar of the atifas haroish, and it's not true. The ikar is the chelek on the guf. Now, that's why Rebbes, they have an atara by the roish, and also in they have in the middle. So you should go to your father-in-law and tell him, get me a atara, many thousands of dollars on the roish, and also on the guf. Better yet, tell him not to get you an atara at all. This way you have no problems. That's the minhag yeshivos. The minhag b'nei Ashkenaz of b'nei yeshivos is not to have an atara on the talis. Based on this Aruch HaShulchan, the Gris Moshe says, from Achroinim, we see you could have an atara of gold or silver, and everyone should follow their own minhag. Why was the Arizal not makbid to have an atara to indicate that you should put the tzitzis in the front, should always remain in the front? The Dirshu brings down that even though the Yushalmi says regarding ordering the krushim that the keresh in the north always remained in the north, the Ben Ish Chai says that that's because there is a certain kedusha of each direction, which is not noigeya when it comes to tzitzis, and that's the reason for the Arizal. Lemaisa, in a talis katan, you could also be makbid on this. My talis katan, I have a little, you know, I have an insignia, you know, it has a little tag in the front, keser. So this way I know, the tzitzis in the front always go in the front. Again, it's not a absolute halachic imperative. The Arizal himself was not makbid, but the Mishnah Berurah brings such an inyan. Okay, sif hey, mevarich lehesatef bid tzitzis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, b'shva tachas habev, with a shva under the bays. Not like the Bach and Rabbi Yaakov Emden and the Shla. And the Malbim and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that you say batzitzis. Meaning, not like most Achroinim. Most Achroinim you say, lehesatef batzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah says you should say, lehesatef bitzitzis. So, what do you have in your siddur? In my siddur I have, lehesatef batzitzis. Now I'm using over here, the Masoik Midrash siddur. Anybody know, what does it say? One second. Rabbi Yeager, you're there? Batzitzis. That's, I would have thought that. The Masoik Midrash says batzitzis. In the Siddur that Rabbi Yeager gave me, it says batzitzis. But the Mishnah Berurah says bitzitzis. Now, the word bat tzitzis, l'chora, means in the tzitzis. What's the tzitzis? With tzitzis. What's the tzitzis? Okay, but the Mishnah Berurah says bit tzitzis. Let's see, the Mechaber continues. Im shnayim o'shloisha mis'atfim betalas ka'achas. If two or three people are wrapping the talas simultaneously, perish b'pamachas, kulam mevarchim. They all make a bracha. That means like this. You have a bunch of people in the shul, and they're all making the bracha at the same time, then they all make the bracha. In other words, the imratsu, and if they want, echad mevarich v'acherim yanu amen. One guy can make the bracha, and everyone else answers amen. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ke'achas. Perosh, it doesn't mean they're all wrapping in one talis. Perosh kol echad mesatef betalis miyuchad. Each one wraps himself in a designated talis. In their own talis, elishu pamachas nasa kolatius. Everyone's doing that one time. Laafuke laacher k'dei dibra, as opposed to if it's after k'dei dibra leberchasai to have a hefsek. Meaning everyone is about to put on the talis at the exact same time. So the question is, do we say b'roivam hajas melech? One guy makes the bracha and bismoisi everyone, or should everyone do it on their own? So the mechaber says they all make the bracha. V'tzarch kolech levarch laatzmai. In a case where there's going to be a hefsek, everyone has to make their own bracha. V'ayin l'kaman sim reish vav sif gimel. V'imratzu. Now, what would you say is the preferred course of action? Is it better for everyone to make the bracha? And if they want, and it says if they want, one person makes and is moitzi everyone. The implication, it says, Mishnah, v'malashin zamashna, the yoyse tov, shekulam yivarchu. From this Lashon Hamashna, everyone should make the bracha themselves. And ask the Mishnah Berurah of Emes, Adirabba, Pink Fakert, L'chad Chilo Yoyser Toiv, She'echad Yivarech, V'yoytzi Esachirim, Mishnah Beroivam, Hadras Melech, U'kil Kaman, Mishnah Reish Salech Esiv Yedalid, Ach Lo'yanu Achshav Kein. Really, it's better whenever you're in a situation of a mitzvah, one person makes the bracha and everyone is yotze. That's why Friday night, the father makes kiddush, is moitzi everybody. Including Pesach. The best halachic approach is beroiv am hadras melech. You have a minog that every single person makes kiddush. Okay, that's your minog. You want to know halachically what's the better course of action? The better course of action is beroiv am hadras melech. But you see, even here, where the Mishnah Berurah is saying that Adarabba, the ikar is that everyone, that one person should make the bracha, but that's not the minog. Why not? It could be it's because not everybody knows how to be mechavin, to be moitzi others, and to be yoitzi themselves. So, if you want, one makes the bracha, mi moitzi everyone, echa mevarch, umoitzi asachem, va'afilu heim b'kiyim. Even if they're bekiyim, that one person can moitzi everyone. Furthermore, even if the mevarich, he already made the bracha himself, or he's not even rapping, Yachal lahaitzi achem bevechasai dechol Yisrael arevim zelazah. Amazing. You could have a bunch of people putting on a talis, and one guy in the shul in the back eating a lollipop, and he and one person make the bracha. He said, I'll make the bracha. He said, you're not putting on a talis. Yeah, it's like I'm putting on a talis. Because b'roivam hajas melech. So this is very interesting, because when you're mechuyev to do a mitzvah, it's like I'm mechuyev. The thing is, you're not mechuyev. You don't have a chiyev to put on a talis. It's only if you're wearing a talis, you have to put on dalet kanfos, but you don't have a chiyev. So the Prima Gadim says, in Sivkatan Ches, quotes the Dershu, that even though there's no chiyev to wear a beg of dalet kanfos, so then you could argue, then this is like Birchas Hananen. We don't say Arvos Birchas Hananen, right? If you ate and you need to bench, I can't bench for you. If I didn't eat, I can't bench for you. But you're mechuyev to bench. Yeah, but you're only mechuyev to bench because you were nene. But I wasn't nene, and I'm not mechuyev to be nene. By Birchas HaNenen, we don't say kol yisrael arevim zelazah. So, l'choira, by a Birchas HaMitzvah, that you're not mechuyev, I should not be able to mitzvah you. So the chiddush is, but by tzitzis is a din of arvos, and even though you're not technically mechuyev, I can be mitzvah you. So the question is, why? Why? What's the difference? What's the difference between Birchas HaNenen and tzitzis, which is a Birchas HaMitzvah, which is not a mitzvah chiyuvis? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says like this, by Birchas HaNenen, we tell you, loyless hani v'loy levarech. Who told you to eat? Why are you eating? You're mechuyev to eat? Not mechuyev to eat. You wanted to eat. So I'm not orev for you because you decided to eat. But when it comes to a mitzvah, there's a din of arvas to assist anyone who wants to do a good deed. Therefore, even though you're not obligated to do a good deed, but I'm your partner in performing good deeds. It's not doime l'berchas hanenen. Interesting. However, if you're not rapping, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ach b'zeh yesh omrim de'enoy moitze ala dafka mi she'enoy baki." It could be that if you're not wrapping yourself in the talis, you should only be moitze someone who is not a baki in making the bracha. Kasav prima gadam. Im kama anoshim kanu talisim chadoshim. If many people bought new talisim, va'asu behem tzitzis, v'loy berchu shechianu, dimavarchim be'itav rishayin. There's a halacha. If you buy a new garment and you place the tzitzis on it, the first time you wear it, you make shechianu. Nehi de'echad yachal avarech lehesa'atef b'shvil kulam. Granted, one can make this out for everyone. Abrecha shechianu kol echad ba'atzmei avarech. Everyone should make their own shechianu. You'll ask, but by tkiya shofar, the toikeya is moitzi everyone in shechianu, so why don't we say the same thing for tzitzis? So Rav Shlomo Zalman again says that by shechianu ad kiya shofar, it's a bracha on the simchas hamitzvah. So we're all equal, so one can moitzi everyone. By the shechianu levishas beged chadash, it's not a uniform happiness. I'm happy in my garment, you're happy in your garment. It's sort of, each person has a distinctive simcha, it's not a shared simcha, and you cannot be moitzi shechianu. Accordingly, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, let's say I get a new pomegranate and I slice it up and I give to everyone, and we all need to make a shechianu. It's better, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, for one person to make a shechianu and be moitzi everybody. Why? Because everyone is happy shehigia, the new zman, for this fruit. But if we're eating different fruits, so everyone has a different hana, then it's dafka better that everyone makes their own shachianu, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. Okay, one more. Yanu amen. Mishnah Berurah is bothered by Akasha. I need the mechaber to tell me you have to answer amen on a bracha? All of a sudden now, this is the This is where the Shulchan Aruch chooses to say, you answer Amen. Everybody knows you have to answer Amen. After Balafach, you talk La'anus Amen. Achar Kobrachim, Mikomakim, Bezu, Sharoitza, Lotzis, Ba'achiv Yoitzer. In this case, where you want to be Yoitzer, the Chiyuv, where he's being Moitzi you in a Bracha. It's not just say, he's saying a Bracha and you're answering Amen. He's being Moitzi you. Shemoira Bezeb, Befal, Shemuskam, Lotzis, Ba. You're demonstrating that you're Mechavin to be Yoitzer. So you should answer Amen. Miu b'diavad afil lo yano Amen yatsa. Very important yisoid. If someone's being moitzi you in a bracha and you don't answer Amen, you're still yoitze. The bracha kil kaman mitzvim reish yud gimel sif beis. Interesting halacha in siman reish yud tes. If let's say, you know, today in shul, I don't know, it must be a lot of people came back from Eretz Yisrael, one after another, after another, after another. Could one person be bench goymo for everyone? Yes. But if you don't answer Amen, you're not Yoitze. I, the Mishnah Berurah, just said that you don't have to answer Amen for someone to be Moitze you. The Be'er Halacha says, in the name of Rabbi Akiva Eger, the Shoimeya cannot say Asher Gemalcha. In other words, how would somebody be moitzi someone else in goymel? You say baruch atah Hashem lechem, asher gemolcha kol toiv. Not she gemolani kol toiv, asher gemolcha kol toiv. So the shemeya can't say asher gemolcha. So he can't be yoitze with the mitzvah midin shemeya koina. He could only be yoitze with answering amen. Now. Why can't he be moitze by the guy saying shagamalani kol toiv? If that's what he would say, then you could be yoitze without answering amen. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll hold it over here. Wishing everyone a wonderful day, kol tov. We'll see everybody Monday, Meretz Hashem.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.